Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
And welcome to Off Script, a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
And today it's not going to be weird because Allie and I can see each other.
We can. But
what
my screen, so now I got to figure out if I want my notes on my big screen in front of me or the camera over here. When I'm looking at the camera, it looks like I'm looking off into the distance.
What am I thinking about?
So if I jump back and forth, that's what I'm doing.
That's why. Okay. Well, I'm Brie.
I'm Allie.
And today we're covering White Bird.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. It is a sequel to Wonder.
Yeah. Something that we covered, what, two seasons ago?
I think so. Three. Something like that.
How the fuck are we on season 8? That's what I want to know. I was looking at season 9 and basically I copied and pasted our basically this whole year to the next year. And I sat there and I was like, holy fuck, how is this already going to be season 10?
I know. Oh my gosh. This keeps going and going.
There's no end in sight.
Oh my gosh. No, I have fun. We have fun.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I have to ask you a question because that me saying that kind of reminded me of it. Do you and John say I have big brain?
No.
I have big brain.
Oh.
Big brain.
I mean, we talk like that where we drop words.
I know.
And I feel like I've heard John say I have big brain.
Okay.
Or big brain. Why?
Riley says it all the time. And I'm like, where did you get that? And I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's got to be fucking John.
It might be. But I think Cameron used to say that. I have big brain. But I can't remember. But I'm like, am I just thinking Cameron used to say it? Because I know John and Brie talk like this sometime. So I don't know. So I was like, I'll ask. But if it wasn't flat out, yes, we do that. Then I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it. I don't know.
But what's hilarious is I feel like he literally just said that to me the other day.
I swear I've heard him say it before.
I actually think you're right. Yeah.
You're gonna notice it all the time.
I know. It's like the reason why I stopped him was like, what the fuck? No, was because that's not one of the sayings that he says that I think about all the time. And I don't think I say it because I don't think I'm that smart.
She says not the most pointless things. Like, what'd she say it today? I don't even know, but it was something obvious. And she's like, I have big brain. I was like, oh, really?
That's hilarious.
Well, it's funny. But anyways, all right, back to the episode. I guess that could be our picture.
Yeah, I think that's exactly our picture.
Okay. So I guess our trigger warnings, I guess, you guys, this is about the Holocaust. So
big sad.
Yeah. So do with that as you will. But here's our synopsis. A Jewish girl named Sarah Bloom was hidden by her classmate Julian and his family during the Holocaust in Nazi-occupied France. Our author is R.J. Pellecchio. Director Mark Forrester. Screenplay writer Mark Bombach.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this book came out October 1st, 2019, and the movie October 4th, 2024. 5 year difference.
Almost exactly.
Almost exactly. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had any that were that close to their like release date.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do first?
I watched. Nope, I read it first.
I watched it first.
In my head, I was like, you read it first. And I think because I hyped myself up, I said, I watched it first.
Oh, that must be. All right. What do you think of it?
It's sad, obviously. Loki.
Really? I really liked it. I thought it was good. Yep. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was like the first one I did this season. So I've been kind of waiting to record.
Yeah. This was a very like, it's because it was a quick and easy book to record. But what happened was I started to get behind on like, I kept doing things super far ahead of us.
Yeah.
That I started falling behind on what we were actually needing to record. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, Whitebird is one of the ones that's far on our list. I'm not getting to that just yet.
And I'm over here like, oh, I'm already done.
That was one of the easy ones for me. Brie, can we do it?
That's all right. So we'll see, because it's been about 7 months since I read this one. So let's see how we do. So why did we pick this?
Because we already covered Wonder. So yep. I was like, okay, I think we need to get the sequel in there at some point.
Yeah, agreed.
And That's it.
Okay. I'll take it. So our super fun facts. Originally, this was set for release on September 16th, 2022. It was pushed to October 14th, 2022, later that month. The film was quietly removed from the schedule and pushed to August 25th, 2023. Hey, your birthday.
I was just going to say, I was like, what?
Due to underperforming at the fall 2021 box office, it was also pushed again to unspecified date due to the SAG-AFTRA strike. This poor movie.
Oh, I was just going to say, this poor movie.
That
sucks.
Okay. It was shot in 55 days.
That's insane, actually. Yep. But it is a short movie. Not that short, but yeah, surprising.
Yeah,
I think it's cool that it was filmed in the Czech Republic because my grandma was from the Czech Republic.
Well, that's cool. The drawings that accompanied the end credits and retell the plot of the film are original illustrations from the graphic novel.
Oh, cool. I did not watch the end credits.
Done.
Basically, well, no, it's because I watch our movies basically like right before bed, so I'm like,
yeah, I know, I
gotta get ready for work now.
Go to sleep.
Yep.
And Bryce
Geyser, I would say Geyser
reprises Julian Albans from Wonder, so he came back.
That's cool. Yep. I thought so. He looked familiar.
He did. And this was the final film produced by Participant Media. I feel like there were not a lot of fun facts because I would not have normally picked that one. So.
I know. I had never even heard of that production company. So,
well, they're no longer. So
yeah. So can't be looking forward to them.
Nope. All right. So let's do it. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Julian calls up his grandma who lives in France, and he's doing a project for school, and he wants to interview someone about the time of the war. And he knows she's already told the story, but he's hoping that he can tell her more, or she can tell him more with more detail.
Okay, here's our first big difference. Grandma's coming for a visit, and Julian's not needing to do a project to find out about the war. grandma's just like, you were a fucking dick to a kid who needed some kindness. And let me tell you how kindness can help a person out.
Yes. Yeah, I guess you should start. Because what? Well, he's getting all punk. Like, people hate him at school, right? Because he had to transfer schools because Wonder,
was an ass. His name,
Augie, was like, his mom made him transfer, right? Is that how the Wonder ended? I can't remember. So he transferred schools to get away from Augie, and he was just feeling bad. And then all these kids knew he was a jerk to this kid,
Augie.
And so they're all like, you suck.
He also was basically like not trying to talk to anyone because he was trying to keep it low profile.
Yeah. But now he knows how it feels to be bullied. And his grandma's going to be like, I'm going to teach you even more.
Yep. Could you imagine? You're getting bullied, huh? You need some kindness, huh? Well, let's talk about how you were like this first and why.
Yes. A long way. You suck. Let me tell you about it. All right. So she tells him a story about how her father would sing a song about a white bird. And they explained how in France, all these anti-Jew proclamations were coming up, and she couldn't go to some shops, and she wore a little star that said she was Jewish. Like, she had to, because that's what happened back then. But she got used to it, whatever, because, you know, this wasn't in Germany. It was France, so it wasn't as bad. Like, she was just dealing with it. But then she gets a letter from her aunt and uncle in Paris and said that they want to flee to a free zone, and they never heard from them again. So they don't know how that went for them. Probably not good if they still haven't heard from them. Her mother ended up losing her job because she's Jewish, and things started getting a little rougher.
Everything except for the aunt and uncle in Paris happens.
Okay. So the girl went to this main school. She's a really good student. I think a girl. It's her. It's a younger brother,
yeah,
right? So Sarah is her name, went to the school, and it is her. Sorry, I read ahead to make sure. Yep. She's a good student. Like, she just didn't like math, and she's like, nah, whatever. But she loved drawing. And so as she's in class, she sits next to this boy who has polio. And this whole class is horrible and calls him Tortoro, something like that. What is it?
You want to go watch Studio Ghibli? Tortoro?
Tortoro. Well, what did they call her?
It's Tortau or something like that.
Not in the audiobook.
I listened to the audiobook.
Oh. You know, I did too, 7 months ago.
I love that. Not in the audiobook.
Just kidding. All right. Well, whatever. They call them the French word for crab, whatever it was.
You would think I'm just Duolingo. Yeah. Nope. I've only just like, what am I learning right now? Actually, right now we're going over my weak points, but I know like.
Your weak points. He's like, you are very weak at this.
This is what you suck at. No, I've been learning a lot about like how to talk about the months and the weather at the moment. That's what I'm working on. Except for my favorite is French has started. They do flashcards where they want you to say the thing. And if you say it incorrectly, they'll say it to you. And John fucking loves it. He'll be sitting next to me while I'm doing it. And I'll be like, bo. And it'll say I got it wrong. And it's like, bo. It does that with every fucking word. And it says I got it wrong. And like the first time it happened, John just sat there laughing so hard.
That is funny. Okay, here, let's see. Crab. No, that's not right. Well, that's crab in French. So crab. Do you hear it?
Crab. 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 Wow, crab. So they lied because they definitely put tort.
They put something like that.
In French meaning. Oh.
That means it too?
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Make it say it. Can I hear it on your end? Probably can't.
It also says crab.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Whatever.
Oh, look. But That's, hold on, let me try that one. Le Tourteau. Where is that? It also is oil cake.
Oh.
Let's see if oil cake will.
Oh, they call okay. him oil cake?
Tortu.
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 Tortu. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not Totoro. That's Totoro. The big. Have you seen?
Like fluffy guy. Like a little yeah. anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's what they called him. Little fluffy guy.
That would be better.
So.
Except for apparently they were calling him oil cake, not grass.
Yeah. Okay. Poor kid. Well, they leave. So they call him that because, you know, he's polio and he has trouble walking. So she leaves her sketchbook in class and he brings it to her. And it was this other boy, Vincent or something. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone thought he was so dreamy and so cute. And he comes up to her and asks what the cripple wants. And she said, he was just giving me my sketchbook. And he looks at the pictures and he's like, yeah, you're pretty good. And then he flips for a few and he sees one that she drew of him. And then he's like, for a Jew. And it's like, oh, we all thought he was going to be good and he sucks. And mm-hmm. so she goes home quite devastated. And at the very beginning of the flashback story, when grandma was younger, they talked about like there's wolves in the winter and like in the woods and stuff, which are spooky.
Oh yeah, that is important.
Yes, it is.
That does happen. Except, can I just say the kid who was supposed to have polio didn't really seem like he was that much. Like if he didn't have a crutch, I wouldn't have thought he would have had polio.
Yeah, because he only had one crutch in the
movie.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he have the two poles in the in the book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is why he looks even more like he's walking like a crab, which I thought was hilarious because in the movie he like he used the one crutch and like almost stuck it out super far.
Yeah, yes, they could have done that a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sarah's dad asked her to continue, hey, keep wearing these winter boots to school. And she's like, dad, I have these beautiful cute little ruby red slippers. I don't know if that's what they were red shoes. And
I thought Wizard of Oz too.
Okay. And she's like, I'm gonna wear these. And he's like, no, I need you to wear your winter boots. And she's just not getting it. So what she does is she's like, okay. And she wears her boots out. And then when she gets to school, changes them. Well, bad choices. Because that day, the principal called the teacher. And the teacher came back and asked a couple of her students to come with her. And one of them was Sarah. And the Nazis were coming and stealing children. Sounds familiar to some things. Anyways, and they all had to run and they had to sneak out in the wintry snowy wonderland, and Sarah doesn't have her boots on. Sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this does happen, but like in the book Sarah went, oh shoot, that's why I need my boots, whereas in the movie she just is like, I don't have my coat.
Yes. And then she didn't want to get her boots dirty, so she runs to the bell tower. So she doesn't even run away like all the other kids, which mm-hmm. in the end was good choices, but
mm-hmm.
sort of.
That part didn't happen in the movie because she wasn't worried about her boots.
So the principal let the Germans know that none of the kids on his list showed up to school to that day. How fascinating. And of course they, you know, believed that he was tipped off, which yes he was. And Vincent yelled from the building, they all ran. Oh, they believed that all the Jews were tipped off, so no, not that the principal tipped mm-hmm. him. But then Vincent yelled from the building, they all ran into the woods, and because he sucks, and they ran out and they got them all. And the teacher jumped into the car with the kids that were going to Auschwitz or wherever they were going. And she's like, no, they're my students. I'm like, you go teach. I think I like to pride myself on being a good teacher, but holy cow, that would be so scary. I mean, And so, because this is like only maybe like a handful of her students. All her other students are still
But I think she's thinking these are the minority that don't have anyone standing up for them at the moment.
I know. I love that, actually. Mm-hmm. I'll strive to be like her one day.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't have to strive.
Hopefully we don't have to do that. Yes.
So in the movie, a good majority of that happens. The teacher doesn't end up staying with her kids, which made me kind of sad. I was like, oh, teacher just dipped. Teacher was like, let me go back inside.
Did she really? Here. I thought she stayed.
No. Oh. Once the kids were outside, she went back in and was like, kids, get away from the window. And like was trying to get those kids away. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, but that was one of the best parts of the book. Like when the teacher stayed, because that was like the first time she felt like she had someone there. But whatever. And I felt like the Nazis, like, I don't remember Vincent yelling out the window. He might have, but I feel like the Nazis like almost immediately saw them and just ran into the woods. And then it felt very much Deathly Hallows-esque to me with the kids running in the woods and the Nazis coming after
in the
them.
Movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they never got in the car. It was just all in the woods. And then Sarah was hiding in the woods and Torto found her almost instantly.
So Sarah stayed in the tower till she knew she had to move or she was going to be seen. Then she heard footsteps coming and it was Torto. And he said, come on, let's go. I have to hide you. And she's like, has no choice. So she's like, okay, I'll trust you. And he brought her down to the sewers and they walked and it was freezing. He offered her his jacket and then they walked to his house. And they said, we have to be careful because my neighbors are super nosy and we think they're Nazi spies.
This happens, except for it's not in the tower where Torto finds her. It is in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Which also at that point, then why is Torto out in the woods? Why is this kid with polio out in the woods looking for her?
Wandering around.
Yeah. Just out for a stroll.
Good question. So he got her to the barn and it's like a super sketchy barn, but you know, it's better than nothing. And so she kind of sits there and is like, I don't know how to thank you. And she calls him Torto and he's like, well, you can thank me by calling me. My real name is Julian. And when I read that, I was like, Julian, because that's her grandson's name. And so, and that's what she named her son, and his son named his son. So it's a family name.
Yeah, it is. I literally just watched this the other day and I don't think she's like, how can I thank you? I think she just says like, there's no way for me to thank you or something like that. And he's like, well, you could thank me by calling me Julian. So that conversation happens just differently.
Yes. So Julian brought his parents back and they made the whole barn like nicer and she could hide and no one would know. They put hay bales and up and everything. So she had a little hiding nook. And Julian's mom hugged her and said, don't worry, you're safe here. And in that hug, she knew she probably would never hug her own mother again. And we learn her mother's backstory and she was brought to Auschwitz and there she died. And she then we're back to Sarah and she's locked in the barn all day long and especially during the day because the neighbors are watching out their windows and they've become very reclusive.
We don't find out about her mom until pretty much the end of the movie, but the rest of that does happen.
Julian would bring her math homework so she didn't fall behind and they'd work on it together.
Aww. Yep, they do that.
One day, Julian went to the headmaster's office and he found Sarah's sketchbook and he brought it home to her. This was a mistake, though, because he was followed by Vincent and his sucky friends. And he had to quickly act like he was working on a car in the barn because they saw him go in the barn.
That happened, but he didn't make it look like he was working on the car. He just kind of was like, what are you doing? Get out of my barn.
So they cornered him and he's like, they're like, what'd you take? He's like, I just left a book in the office. Like, I just took my book. They didn't believe him. They beat him up. Eventually, Sarah wanted to help. But she didn't, know what to do. But luckily, bats started flying around. And the boys ended up running off and they ran down and Julian told her to get back up and hide. And she wanted to help. And he freaked out because he's like, this is more than just you. If they catch you, my family's in trouble too. And she like didn't realize that. And he's like basically yelling at her, stop being selfish type of thing. And because she's been selfish for the last 3 years. And she's like, oh gosh, I never thought of that.
This happens except for the bats. They come out because Torto calls out La Vie Boheme or something like that. I don't think it's that because that's a happy thing, but yeah.
It's like, come to me, you pretty bat boy. All right.
Pretty much.
So Julian and Sarah had a real heart to heart moments and he basically said, I'm so embarrassed that you saw me cry because he started crying about it. And she's like, why are you embarrassed? You know, you're so brave. And he's like, I got crutches. That doesn't make me brave. It makes me walk. And she's like, oh.
Don't you mean it makes me weak?
No, the crutches help him walk. They don't make him brave.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh. Okay, now
like,
I'm
you're
with
so
you.
Brave. You walk with crutches all the time. He's like, yeah, because I have to. Like, that's not what makes me brave. And she's like, oh, it's awkward.
Should have thought that through.
Yeah. And they go back to normal. They start playing cards and laughing together. And they just start growing and bonding.
I mean, they have a bunch of heart-to-heart moments in the movie. In the movie, they basically start playing make-believe together in the car that's in the garage. And those are their little heart-to-hearts.
So it's Sarah's birthday and Julian's parents saved up money so they could make her a chocolate cake. He also gave her a white bird that he carved because she told him the story. And it was a wonderful birthday. And the next evening, Julian came for another present that she could walk outside in the dark. This is the first time in over a year she has left the barn.
I don't remember in the movie it being her birthday, but I do know that she does get a carved bird from Julian, but it's also not a white bird. It's a wooden bird.
Yes. Yes. I don't remember if it's her birthday or not either.
I don't think it is, but I'm also like, I can't remember why he gave it to her then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just because he liked her. Hey. John, where's my white bird?
Yes. So they had a wonderful night and he asked if this, like, after all this is done, before he could even finish, he's like, so after all this is done? And she's like, yes. And then they had a long kiss. And that was the last night she'd ever see Julian. We got some Stephen King stuff in there just telling us right away. Death is coming.
Death is around the corner. I do know that they kiss in the show or in the movie. But I don't remember it happening like this.
Couldn't tell you. I should have rewatched it. All right. The next day they went off to school and Julian was rounded up by some soldiers. He was, they were taking people from the hospital to like go take them to Auschwitz so that German people could be in the hospital that need be. And the punk kid, Vincent, saw him and Julian, he saw Julian drop his bags and in his bags was Sarah's sketchbook because she had given it to him as a gift the night before as like a thank you for being amazing. And he put two and two together and he went back to the barn and he starts shooting up the barn, creating holes in the roof. And Sarah was able to sneak out. But then he saw her and he chased her into the woods. But there, justice, because he was eaten by a wolf.
The hospital part does not happen. Julian gets picked up at school with a bunch of Jews just because they're like, you're there, you're going in that car too. And then Vincent does go and find Sarah and chase her into the woods and then die.
Sucks. Mm-hmm. She went back. Sarah went back to the someone's house, the neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever their name is. Lafayette's. Lafayette's. Mm-hmm. One of those. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
My voice to text said both of them, so who knows? And they brought her in because she freaks out first because she's like, oh my gosh, they're going to report me. But then they're like, come in, come in, come in. Because they are also hiding Jews. So they're like, they're all, they've been so freaked out because they've been keeping a couple Jews safe, just like the neighbors. Oh, if only they knew. They could have just
have had, they could have had a better like time. Dinner parties.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, after Vincent dies, she's freaking out and she runs to try and find Julian's parents, but they're not there. So then she ends up going and knocking on the neighbor's door. Which I'm like, if you were
that
just...
That would be the last thing you would want to do.
Uh-huh. But then she knocks and the rabbi comes around the corner.
You're like, oh, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So her, as Bree just said, her old rabbi was there, but they're off to Sweden because that's like the safety spot right now. And they're like, you have to come with us. And she explained everything. And when Julian's mom got there, they raced to go find him. Not Sarah, the neighbor and mom. They even gave her some savings so that she could bribe the guards and get Julian safe.
Yep, that does happen.
So by the time they get there, though, the road had been closed and the captors were like told to walk now. And so some of the captors decided to make a run for it. And because of that, all of them were shot. And Julian's body was never found.
Yep, that happens.
Sadly. Sad. And yeah. Everybody texts me and she's like, Julian dies? And I thought she was talking about like little, the kid
Julian. Main Julian.
Main Ju- I was like, no, what the heck? When?
Because I had put it together that he was named Julian after Julian. I was like, oh, duh, then this is Grandpa. Or yeah, Grandpa.
Yeah.
And then he died. And I was like, the fuck?
Yep. I thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So time went on and the war finally ended. And Sarah found her dad. And he had gotten a job in Paris. And he had been looking for her forever. He was so grateful for Julian's parents. And saying goodbye to Julian's mom was one of the hardest things she's ever done because she basically was a mom to her now, too.
And this happens, and this is where you find out about Sarah's mom.
It's back to present day punk Julian, and he's talking to his grandmother, and he's like, I don't understand how that happened. Like, how could 6 million Jews just be killed like that? Why didn't anyone stand up for them? And she's like, exactly. That's why it's important for your generation to know what's going on so that we don't let this happen again. And a month later, she sees refugees being denied and families being torn apart, and she's in shock. But then she sees a little bit white bird in her window. And then on the news, she sees Julian holding a sign saying, never again, or don't forget, or something like that. With a little white bird lands on his sign.
Sick. Yeah. In the movie, Grandmare is a famous artiste. And she's going and she's giving a speech to a big group of people. And basically she's like, we must stand up for the little guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was very surreal reading this story with all that's happening in the world right now, though. I was like, oh my gosh.
It's a little too close to home.
It really is, especially this last chapter when it's like don't let it happen again.
Guess what we're doing, unfortunately.
Quite scary time. Mm-hmm. But we're not getting political on this podcast, so let's move into cast.
I hate politics.
Yes, I do too. Okay, so the movie cast 69 people for this movie.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Better than 6'7". Exactly. Dumbasses.
Oh gosh. All right. So we have Bryce Geyser. Is that what we said? Played Julian.
Young, he was good.
Normal kid, Julian, I guess.
Mm-hmm. He was good.
Yep. Helen Mirren played Grandmaer.
She was, I love her. Wow. Yeah. I like love her is what came out. I love her.
She was good. Mm-hmm. Ariella Glacier played Sarah.
She did good. She was a cute little girl.
She was. Orlando Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
Julian.
Like I said, the only thing I wish is that he looked like he actually had polio. But other than that, he was good. Mm-hmm.
And we'll do Jem Matthews plays Vincent.
He was really good.
He was.
He made you sad that he was so good looking, but a jerk.
Sure, he was a punk. Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Yes.
Yep. Do the characters stay true?
Not the teacher, but everyone else. Yes.
Yes. What do you prefer?
I think I prefer the book.
I think I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I like it.
Do we have a why? I just like it. I like both of them, but I think I like the book better.
For me, the books, I mean, they're the same length, but to me, the book felt quicker.
Oh, that's why? Because you didn't like them at all?
I didn't like the movie. The movie was too long. That's so, the parts that I don't remember are because I most definitely was either scrolling on my phone or was like, oh, I'm hungry. I need to go get a snack.
Got it. So would you recommend it?
For the fact that I think humanity needs this, yes. For entertainment, probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. I think the book... yeah, actually, I'm going to stick with no, unless I'm trying to get people to pull their heads out of their ass.
I say yes. I thought they were both pretty good. But I just like the book a little bit more.
Yeah, I get it. Sneak peek. We have a sneak peek for you.
Sneaky peek, yes. We have a website first at offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Yeah, while you're there, you could maybe give us a rating. We would love that. Or subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would be even better.
I think you could review things.
We would love that. We'll read nice reviews on the podcast.
Yes, we will. You can almost all. You can also message us. Hey, in White Bird, actually, this happened, and you said this. Or
actually, Bree, the teacher did go with the kids.
Or how did you skip my favorite part? This is what happened. You should tell us.
And we'll talk about that on the podcast in a mini-sode.
We will. Yep. We will.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, will we have a mini-sode for you this Wednesday? We sure hope. Hopefully. We know? We don't.
No. We're doing good, but we got some dates where Bree can't record and I can't record, and we're just going to do the best we can.
Mm-hmm. Because what that usually means is we then have to double up on our episode recordings.
Yes.
So. And you know what goes by the wayside? Minisodes.
Yes. Well, I don't want to do one this week. Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, I'm actually pretty excited for this one.
It's Lord of the Flies, everybody.
It's funny. I mean, I'm going to say this in the next one too, but this was one of the books in high school that I definitely cheated on all the homework that I had to do for it because I did not read it.
Ooh, wow. I actually read it, but I did not enjoy it when I did so.
Well, I did not read it. I thought I would not enjoy it. And then when we started this podcast, it was one of the ones that came up and I was like, I remember having this in high school. Maybe I'll enjoy it now. We'll see.
I guess so. I was doing like some of my notes and I was like, Riley, listen to this. I'll tell it more about it, the specifics part in the next episode. If I remember, watch me not. But it was like someone died. So I'm like doing my notes.
Oh.
I'm doing something, something, something happened. Something, something, something happened. And each time Riley's like, oh, what? And I was like, something, something, something. And then I said, and someone came crawling out and then they killed him. Or no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They thought it was the beastie and they killed it. And she's like, I bet it's so-and-so. And then I was like, it was so-and-so. And she's like,
that's hilarious. You just got her excited to read it now.
I know. I was like, well, you're going to read this in high school. And she's like, do I have to? I was like, probably, yeah. She's
like, well, most likely.
Like, get to read other books. I was like, oh, yeah, they're not going to be much better.
Hey, she might like the Gatsby. I mean, that's the
great
same
Gatsby
thing.
She might like that one. Yeah. I was thinking like the Scarlet Letter. And I'm like, what other books did I read in high school?
Yeah. Actually, Scarlet Letter's on our list to do too.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was a movie. Yeah. I did like, I remember not hating that one.
The only book I ever read in high school is The Great Gatsby. And then
what?
My chapter of The Grapes of Wrath. Isn't that fucking hilarious? The bookworm here fucking didn't read the books that were assigned to her in high school.
But yet, the one year I decided I'm going to do honors English with Bree and we had to read a book over the summer, she chooses Moby Dick, the freaking longest book ever. And I'm like, are we serious right now? And I had to read this
because it's a classic.
Book. And it was horrible. It was awful.
Tell me how I was in honors English when I never read a single fucking
book. Oh my gosh. It was awful. I was like, I'm not doing honors next year. I don't give a crap. This is the worst.
Yeah, no, I did it. And I did not read any of the books assigned to me in class.
Oh my gosh.
Used friends' homework. And
so then you watched it first.
Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, unless are you counting you reading it first?
I haven't
you read
watched
it this
yet.
First time. Mm-hmm. This time.
Well, also, okay, so here's the fucking hilarious part of this. So I didn't read it, but every day in class we would talk about what happened in the chapter. So I remembered especially what's the weirdest part of rereading this for me is I remember what was taught about the book, which is weird because like I remember her talking to us about like the themes that come up during certain parts.
Symbolism.
Or like, yeah. Exactly. And like, notice that at this point, that's the downfall of everything. And this is when everything gets degrading. And like, I remembered that person died. And so like, I remember bits and pieces. So it feels like I've read it.
Yeah. Okay.
But fair. Now I'm actually reading it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness me. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well,
yeah,
that's what we got going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, White Bird
went off script. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For BookTales.